It was a Wednesday afternoon, May 2013. I had just finished a cup of tea and I was washing my cup. When my dad's friend's nephew walked into the kitchen, they were staying with us at the time. Next thing I know, he was grabbing me from behind and he was trying to drag me out of the kitchen to his bedroom. We were fighting and he dragged me all the way through the passage. I held on to doors, but he was just too strong. And this was not the first time it had happened. But I thought I would just fight him off easily like I used to do every other time. But this time it was different. And he was just there. His hands were everywhere, his fingers, he was just all over me, and it went on for a while and we were struggling, and I tried to push him off, but nothing worked. And I thought that I had done something to provoke him. People think that something must have happened for it to happen. But all that happened was I made a cup of tea in my own home.
If you found this hard to listen to, imagine how hard it was to say. That's why at Rape Crisis, we have a 24-hour crisis line with free counseling. So if you can't speak to anyone, speak to us at 021-447-9762. And if you want to help, donate now. Visit rapecrisis.org.za.
The home of inspiration every day.
Most people give up on themselves easily. You know the human spirit is powerful.
From news.
Countries across the globe have been hit by the COVID-19 virus.
Views.
There's a global trend to see an increase in GBV incidences, specifically domestic violence.
Sports.
What's he saying? It's a really good ball. It's Shabalala.
And music to inspire you every day. This is Vuga Online, your inspiration radio station.
You are on Vuga Online Radio, and we are celebrating women today. But right now, we are talking about something not really worth celebrating. I have on the line Tandwe McLeod, who is the communications manager for Power People Opposing Women Abuse, and she is sharing some of the initiatives and some of the stuff that they are busy with in her organization. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Excellent. Thank you for making it. Women, before we even talk about themes and what some of the themes that Power is working with in this instance, I kind of want to talk a little bit about your perspective around Women's Day this year. What does it mean, first of all, to you personally? What significance does it have?
Well, Women's Day is important because it focuses people's attention on the successes of women and the numerous challenges women face in this country, including very high rates of unemployment and gender-based violence. And according to the South African Police Service, a woman is murdered every 3 hours. And the World Health Organization states that our femicide rate is 5 times the global average. And according to this report by Statistics South Africa called Crimes Against Women in South Africa, an analysis of the phenomenon of gender-based violence and femicide, 1 in 5 partnered women has experienced physical violence by a partner in South Africa. So these statistics just show you how serious the crisis of gender-based violence is in our country. And they are a reminder for government, the corporate sector, civil society, and communities to put all our efforts together in order to address it.
Okay. And I'm aware of these statistics, and I want to talk a little bit about it. I also, though, am aware, Tandwe, and forgive me if I'm wrong. I'm a guy, so this is always a very interesting one. Why is it that when we celebrate Women's Day, we talk about the violence and not other things that we celebrate? Is there something to celebrate?
Well, in some publications, you do look at women who are doing very well in their careers. So yeah. There are publications that do celebrate women and our successes. But given the scourge of gender-based violence and femicide in our country, the attention tends to be more on this issue as compared to other issues.
Yeah, I hear you. So it kind of overshadows a lot of the celebrations in this instance. And so let's talk about the statistics. So what is the data saying this is coming from? Why is it so bad?
There are very many reasons for the high rates of gender-based violence in our country. So gender inequality and patriarchy are the root causes of gender-based violence. And when we say patriarchy, those are attitudes and beliefs that state that men have the right to more power and to more privilege than women. So the gender inequality and the patriarchy are the main reasons for gender-based violence. But then you also have many contributing factors, for example, high rates of alcohol abuse. And there is evidence that shows that alcohol increases aggression, increases lack of control, and increases the likelihood of acts of domestic and sexual violence taking place. And in addition to alcohol abuse, another contributing factor to gender-based violence is the high rates of unemployment, which then, of course, lead to a lot of instability and frustrations in the home. So we're not saying that alcohol abuse and unemployment are excuses for gender-based violence, but they are definitely contributing factors. So if you look at the statistics, they say about half of all South Africans live below the upper bound poverty line, which is about 1,200 a month. So many people are living in poverty, and this obviously contributes to the high rates of gender-based violence. And another reason for our high rates of gender-based violence is the highly inefficient criminal justice system. So you find there's often lack of proper investigation, lack of proper gathering of evidence, delays in arresting perpetrators, or no arrest at all. So now, because the criminal justice system is highly inefficient, it doesn't send out the message to would-be perpetrators that they will be punished for their crimes. So people feel that they can get away with it. And then, of course, our very violent history that we've had in South Africa. We come from a history of violence where violence has become normalized and regarded as an appropriate way to deal with challenges. So that's yet another reason why our rates of violence against women are so high.
And it sounds quite sad when you hear it. And is there any difference in terms of the spread with when we talk about particularly age? Because I heard it, so there are two demographics I'm curious about. One, is there a differences in terms of where this shows up, particularly from in terms of age? But also, I'm curious about, is there a difference in terms of how it looks like in terms of social strata? Because sometimes seems like this is this violence is more directed at people on the lower end of the social strata and not on the top end. Is this the picture?
What I can say is most of the women who come into the power shelters are young women. But in terms of whether it's affecting young people more than elderly people, I can't really say. But the statistics definitely show, like this study, Crimes Against Women in South Africa by Statistics South Africa, showed that the rates of sexual and physical violence decreased with the wealth quintile. So that's basically showing that the more wealthier the community, the less the sexual and the physical violence. Yeah, so you were quite right there when you say the physical and the sexual violence tend to be hitting the more disadvantaged communities.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us about Power then. What are some of the projects, programs that you guys are busy with, particularly what's your big theme campaign this year?
Okay, so Power People Opposing Woman Abuse. Before I talk about the theme, just so that your listeners know that we are there in the different services we provide. We provide advocacy, skills development, opportunities, counseling, sheltering, and legal services to gender-based violence survivors. All these services are free of charge. We also do public awareness and sector strengthening on various GBV-related issues. So those are the various services that we offer. And then in terms of Women's Month, we don't have a big campaign we are running for Women's Month, but what we are doing is there are various presentations at corporates. They've asked us to come and present to their staff on various gender-based violence-related issues. And schools have also asked some of our social workers to speak there. Various NGOs also have asked us to provide information on gender-based violence, various aspects of it, how to help a friend if they rape, the different forms of gender-based violence, and so on. And also with Uber, I will be speaking to the Uber and Bolt drivers tomorrow for Women's Day and highlighting to them the various forms of abuse. And I'll also highlight that e-hailing services such as Uber do actually help to protect women. And because if a woman has Uber on her phone and let's say she's at a party and needs to get home, she can rely on herself to get herself home rather than relying on a guy to take her home who might take advantage of her. Or even if she's at her home at her boyfriend's place, he starts becoming abusive. If she has Uber on her phone, she can get out of that situation quickly. So I will be speaking to the Uber and Bolt drivers about forms of abuse and say it's good that there is this service such as Uber because they come to you very quickly and can get you out of a dangerous situation quickly. And then, oh yes, with Women's Month, also Alexander Forbes has given Power a donation, which we will then be using to support our GBV survivors with skills development. We will be using the donation from Alexander Forbes to provide skills development opportunities for gender-based violence survivors we support, and also use the money to upgrade the shelters. And also this Women's Month, we have been writing various articles in publications about Power's work and also encouraging the corporate sector and general members of society to donate to Power just so that we can sustain our various programs.
You are on Vuka Online Radio, and we are talking to Tandri McLeod, who is the communications manager for Power People Opposing Women's Abuse. And we are talking about gender-based violence and some of the other challenges that affect women right now. As we celebrate Women's Day, we also are exploring some of the challenges that we need to work with.
The Africa Center for Work-Based Learning is a professional development center for professionals who aim to improve their professional standing. This means that the learning programs we run are more than just academic programs. They are work-based programs that focus on leveraging your current experience as a professional to build your overall profile. A year down the line, the Africa Center for Work-Based Learning is developing into a preferred center for professional development in Pretoria, with 8 professional development faculties including accounting, teaching, entrepreneurship, as well as IT and many more. For more information, go to acwbl.org or dial +27 12751 7608, the Africa Center for Work-Based Learning, where work is learning.
So, how long does the average sex session last? That depends. Do you really want to know, or did you ask your buddies? The short answer is about 7 minutes. Yes, 7 minutes. It's average, which probably isn't long enough for your partner. That's why Durex developed Performer, for longer lasting pleasure.
Are you looking for a quality used car at the right price? Then you're looking for Phoenix Used Cars. Visit our showroom at 148 Voortrekker Street in Benoni and survey our array of SUVs, sports cars, 4x4s,
because Durex Performer condoms make things last longer. Even radio ads. Finance is available. Unless you have somewhere you need to be.
Partner Alliance Vehicle Finance.
Durex, own your situation.
Alliance Vehicle Finance is a registered financial services provider. Terms and conditions apply.
Stay woke with VUGA Online Radio.
So, with all of that, what do you see as the role of men? I see that you guys, for example, had a men's dialogue that took place at somewhere at the beginning of the year.
Yes, we had that, yeah.
So what do you see as the role of men in curbing this gender-based violence that we see?
Well, men have a big role to play in curbing gender-based violence. And we as Power feel that there needs to be more investment in programs targeted at men that address issues of gender-based violence and femicide over and above the interventions targeted at women. So, you know, if we have more programs targeted at men, it could go a long way in assisting men to deal with their behavioral issues and assist them to manage conflict and trauma in healthier ways and change negative attitudes towards women. So basically with these programs, I know sometimes you find men, you know, all the statistics are showing that men drink more than women. There need to be more programs targeted at men to say you reduce your drinking, because as I noticed, or as I informed you earlier, that there is a strong link between alcohol abuse and GBV. It does increase the risk of acts of domestic and sexual violence taking place. And also these programs targeted at men could also encourage men that it's okay to cry, it's okay to talk about your trauma, it's okay to talk about your worries, because in society, boys are brought up that men don't cry. Men are not allowed to be vulnerable. Men must be tough. And now if you're telling men that they're not allowed to express their emotions, then that could lead to a lot of frustrations, them bottling up their negative emotions, and then lashing out at the woman and children in their families. Mm. So this whole notion of men are not allowed to cry needs to change. Men are allowed to cry. And men are allowed to express their trauma and their negative emotions. Yeah. So basically with men, we just need to get men to find healthy ways of expressing their emotions. And we need to change toxic stereotypes around masculinity and what it means to be a man in order to address our crisis of gender-based violence.
Yeah, no, I hear that. That actually makes a lot of sense. And you know what I think as well, and again, I could continuously be wrong as we wrap up. I know that in South Africa, many times we have all of these organizations working, but sometimes people are duplicating and are not necessarily working in tandem and working together. And I'm wondering if there are men's organizations that Power is working with who are much more organized to drive this kind of campaign forward. Because it's a complex issue, isn't it? Sometimes yeah. When you talk about this whole idea about men not having to cry, it's a much more social issue of upbringing. which is a whole lot deeper because you probably need to go right back to church.
Yeah, and also with Power, we're saying that already from early childhood development level, from creche, we need to socialize children that boys are not better than girls and that boys and girls are equal. So we need to socialize boys to respect girls from a very young age.
Closing message to all the people that are listening as we close this conversation. What is your big message for Women's Day to the rest of the world that's listening right now?
My message this Women's Day is abuse is not and never okay, and women deserve to be treated with love, respect, and dignity. And if you are being abused, know that help is out there, that you are not and that you are never alone. And if you or someone you know is being abused, you can contact Power on 011-642-43456. Or 011-591-6800. For these numbers, you can go onto the Power website at www.power.co.za. And we also offer counseling on email at counseling@power.co.za. We also offer counseling through social media on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also contact the Gender-Based Violence Command Center on 0800-428-428 for counseling. And they offer counseling 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And these counseling services are free of charge. Please follow Power on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We've got a whole lot of messages of inspiration and hope for gender-based violence survivors. We've got information on the various forms of abuse. We've got information on the program that Power is currently running with T Brand Joko called the End Domestic Silence Initiative, where we are trying to end the silence surrounding domestic violence.
Yeah, that's very thorough. That's a woman who is ready to share. There's a lot of platforms. Don't get lost and feel like you're all alone. And Power has been involved in numerous initiatives for many years in helping fight women's rights. And today we have been speaking to Tandwe McCloy, who is the communications manager for Power, the people opposing women's abuse, and about gender-based violence, femicide, and all the things that challenge women, even as we celebrate this day that celebrates the power and presence. And we are so, thank you so much and happy Women's Day.
Okay, thank you so much then for this opportunity.
Excellent.
The home of inspiration every day.
Most people give up on themselves easily. You know the human spirit is powerful.
From news.
Countries across the globe have been hit by the COVID-19 virus.
Views.
There's a global trend to see an increase in GBV incidences, specifically domestic violence.
Sports.
What did he say? It's a really good goal. It's Shabalala.
And music to inspire you every day. This is Vuga Online, your inspiration radio station.